This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a rare evening hearing, the debate on articles of impeachment against President Trump has resumed on Capitol Hill. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee accusing the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Republicans say otherwise. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz telling the Democrats on the panel,
I don't know any political party that doesn't think when the other side's in the White House that they abuse power, they do too much. I got a lot of constituents that think Barack Obama abused his power, but you know what? We didn't do this to the country. We didn't put him through this nonsense and this impeachment.
Reports of a possible trade deal with China. The Wall Street Journal reporting the U.S. is agreeing to not impose tariffs that were scheduled to begin this Sunday if the Chinese agree to purchase more U.S. goods. The Dow's been up over 300 points in early trading today. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A just-released economic report from the Labor Department claims inflation at the producer level did not change much in November. Food and gas prices were up, but the producer price index indicates they were offset by a decrease in the cost for services. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve policymakers held their final meeting of the year yesterday and decided to leave interest rates unchanged. Here's the Fed Chairman, Jerome Powell.
We believe that the current stance of monetary policy will support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective.
A suspended fraternity at the University of Central Florida facing hazing allegations. At least one complaint made in the last 3 months claiming a pledge at Sigma Chi was forced to use cocaine. The university is investigating, saying hazing in any form is unacceptable. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wiegland, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wiegland and the family attorney, Michael Winkelman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
Hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the nation's first sons has something to say about Time Magazine's choice for Person of the Year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Time selected 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as its choice. Donald Trump Jr. taking to Twitter shortly after the announcement to express his disapproval that she won, calling her a marketing gimmick. He says that the Hong Kong protesters should have won instead. Times editor-in-chief stands by the decision, calling Thunberg the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, our ambition to get this country back on track is something that we do not because it's easy, but because it's hard. I'm paraphrasing what JFK had to say when he had the vision of, this country, going to the moon. And we do have this vision that this country will once again return to its founding principles, and that light on a shining hill will come busting out like never before, because we have learned from our mistakes. We've had enough history, and I believe that we have enough well-meaning people, and I mean that with all due respect, even with the disparity of ideas and thoughts that are around and the contention that we have. I believe at the basis of all this, I believe in the goodness of America and Americans, that we're in it for the long haul, for one another, regardless of the color of our skin, regardless of our political positions. I do maintain that. That is my hope for this country, and that we would get back on track and maximize this human potential and the resources that God has given to us for the good of all concerned, not only Americans, but the world at large, because I believe that's the way God works, is that he blesses us to be a blessing. We're going to be talking with the author of The Iron Triangle. Vince Everett Ellison is going to be joining us. His book, How Democrats Are Using Race to Divide Americans in Their Quest for Power, and How We Can Stop Them. Vince, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Mr. Martinez, thank you for having me.
Oh, please call me Bill, Vince. I respect your background. Yours is such a success story that, dare I say, other than America, how do you rise from a cotton plantation to where you are today?
Well, like you said before, it was a belief in God, a belief in ourselves, family, and, my dad just taught us all our lives that what right is, do it. Mm-hmm. And as I grew up, I started writing this book, The Iron Triangle, because all the problems in the black community were there, and they were telling us that the problems were the Republicans and white people and white conservatives. Mm-hmm. And as I started looking around, I started saying, okay, I'm going to write this book and nail these people, right?
Right.
So I looked for the three things, motive, means, and opportunity. And I was going to find all of this with the Republican Party and nail the Republican Party to the wall for what they've done to black people. But as I looked around, something interesting started happening. I saw that there were no Republicans around.
Right.
You know, in the black community, you might have to see a leprechaun in a Republican, right? So as I looked around, I said, well, there must be a traitor in our midst.
Mm.
And as I looked, every time you see people fighting and arguing that should be getting along, you always look for the third person.
Yes.
The one that's causing the argument.
Uh-huh.
And every time I looked, I saw the Iron Triangle. I saw most black preachers, black politicians, and black civic organizers. Not all, most.
Mm. Yeah.
And they were benefiting from the chaos.
I was going to say, they do what they get rewarded for doing, right? It's the old business principle. Exactly. And people are shocked. I just heard a thump around the country. People are falling out of their chairs because you indicted these three critical areas that we look to as being the leaders of our communities to help us out, whether it's preachers, leaders in your case, in the black communities, how they misserved and served themselves at the people's expense.
Yeah, it's historic and it's epic because it always happens. Betrayal. It's terrible because there's always somebody that's closest to you and somebody you trust.
Yes.
You're watching your enemy. It's the person that you're sleeping with the enemy. That's the one that can really hurt you. The person with access to you. Like I said, means, motive, opportunity. They had all three. No Republican had means. They didn't have motive and they had no opportunity because they weren't around.
Right.
But these people were around and they were benefiting from it and they still do today. They tell the black community, these are Christians, they're like a Christian preacher, right?
Right.
Will tell the black community to support a politician that supports abortion up to the 9th month. Here in Virginia, we have a governor, Ralph Northam, that said on the mic that a child can be born and that it should be killed if the mother wanted it to be killed.
Right.
He walked around in blackface. But a few weeks ago, black churches drove buses to the polls and told their membership to vote for this man.
Unbelievable.
How can a preacher, a man of God, a Baptist, a Methodist, the Church of God in Christ, where the discipline of the church says that abortion is against the laws of God, how can you then tell your parishioners to vote for a man that supports such a thing?
Well, Vince, I got to tell you, we had a conversation the other day with a black gentleman, and I couldn't believe my ears because my wife wears this shirt that says abortion is black genocide, and he took exception to that, and he basically said that's a white problem, that's not a black problem. I'm going, wait, do you realize 40% of the abortions have been perpetrated on blacks, 25% on Hispanics? But, but for this case, 40%, and you're saying that's a white problem? Where are you coming from? And the thing is, I've talked with other people, Vince, and it's shocking how casual they are, and they just think it's just not important. I mean, to the point where, in the face of facts, And the facts are clear and they're indisputable that people will get on a bus and go and vote for somebody like Northam, who basically said that what Kermit Gosnell did and what he was convicted of doing, he wants to codify it and say it's okay. It's okay because we're going to offer comfort care for that aborted child.
Yes. And see, and that's the problem. This is my book, The Iron Triangle, and you can go to my website, irontrianglebook.com,
mm-hmm.
Explain why black people think that way and why they follow these people like lemmings down a cliff.
Is it just tradition?
It's Stockholm Syndrome all the way from slavery, and now it's cognitive dissonance where you go through too much mental pain to change your mind.
Right.
It's just that simple. And it's pride.
Mm-hmm.
Just a stiff-backed pride. It's all of this combined together in the black community where, as a defense mechanism, we took on the characteristics of our master.
Yes.
Black people hate Republicans because their white masters hated Republicans. Their white Democratic masters hated them. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
They identified with their white masters. From slavery up until 1870 to the 1970s, they identified with their oppressors. Now, it's become traditional. And because the black church has so much power, or the black preacher has so much power, the NAACP and the black organizations have so much power, and the politicians have so much power, and they've been given one mandate from their masters: get us the vote.
Yes.
How do they get the vote? Keep black people poor, keep them dependent, keep them uneducated. And as long as they do that, they will have to depend on them, and no matter what happens. So now it's just become a circular orbiting thing in the black community. It can be broken, but read my book and we talk about in depth how we can break it. We as Christians have to stand together. Jesus' last prayer before he went to the cross for us to be unified.
Exactly.
Because he knew that Satan was going to come and try to split us apart.
We got to go to break. We got to go to break, Vince.
They run the country.
Sorry, we got to go to break. We've got more coming up after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. 'Cause I found healing.
Hey, we're fresh and very independent right here on Bill Martinez Live. Great to have you along with us. Our guest writes, to save America and the world, conservatives must first answer this one very important question. Why do the vast majority of Christian African Americans vote for the atheist, anti-Christian, liberal Democratic Party? Wow. And as he explained earlier, and it, of course, well exposed and detailed in his book, The Iron Triangle, how Democrats are using race to divide Americans in their quest for power and how we can stop them. You know, as you explained quite clearly, Vince, earlier, that black America, and it's not just black America, I think all Americans in general, have bought into a false narrative. And this is why the truth matters and why it's so important. And as you say, it can be so difficult when you have bought into a lie for so long, and you've got to make a decision when you come to that crossroads. Am I going to continue on in believing in the lie, or am I going to subject myself to the renewal of my mind and maybe the pain that might be caused because of the lie that I bought into? Are you ready for that?
Well, the saddest thing about it is that it's permeating through all of America now.
Exactly.
It's left the black community, and now it's gone into the white community, Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. The Democrats have done their damage to us, and we have to come back. But now it's coming to the rest of America.
Exactly. Well, the system works, Vince. That's what people need to see. This is a fixed, organized system and plan that they've had in place for decades. This isn't just something that somebody in the middle of the night, you know, smoking pot came up with this idea. Said, hey, I think we could do this, you know?
Right. They experiment. And it worked well with us, and they're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
They've done massive damage to the family, religion, educational system, economy, our political system, and our culture, and they're proud of it. They go through the black community, and they go through America now, telling people that they're victims, telling them that they're old. They are full of pride, unforgiveness, victimization. They're ungrateful. And that's why they hate Donald Trump. To them, Donald Trump is the equivalent of an abolitionist coming on a slave plantation in 1856. Mm-hmm. He has to die.
Yes.
They have to take him out. So you have the house slaves and the masters involved because they live on top of the pyramid in this system. Mm-hmm. And if an abolitionist comes in, he destroys the pyramid and they fall.
Exactly.
That's why Donald Trump has to go. The things he's done for America and the black community, facts don't lie. And facts are stubborn things. And these people have to take him down because black people are getting jobs now. He's letting black men out of jail now. He's telling black people you need to start questioning your black leadership now for the first time. No Republicans ever said that before. Donald Trump is saying it. And now you see what they've done. They have all come together. The Black Caucus is a relic of the past, just like the White Citizens Council. It should be thrown in the dustbin of history.
Exactly.
Race is an abstract construct in America. It should not matter. We are all, what did Trump say? We are all one people.
That's right.
One blood.
Uh-huh.
Same blood. And we're all made by the same God.
I was going to say, I think God said that too. God said that exactly. We are one.
That's who we are.
Yes. And you see,
they use race to divide us consistently, consistently, consistently. And they make Christians fight one another. And if we ever come together, think about this, Bill. If we ever come together, if black and white Christians stop fighting and come together, there's a story in my book I want to tell you real quick. My great-grandfather, in 1965, my father took him to the Greyhound bus station in Jackson. The 64 Civil Rights Act had passed, and they had stopped with the white and black separate waiting rooms. Mm-hmm. Well, my great-grandfather, because he didn't know about this, went to the black shooting area at the Greyhound bus station.
Mm-hmm.
My father said to him, he said, Mr. Ivy, you don't have to sit over there no more. You can come over here and sit with the white folks, you should sit.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather said, shall not.
Mm.
Yeah. And my great-grandfather said, let me walk over there and just see how the floor walk. So he walked through the only white sitting room.
Mm-hmm.
Walked across what used to be the only white floor.
All right.
And he came and walked back and forth and looked at my dad and said, the floor walk's no different.
It walks no different.
We are all the same.
Amen. Yeah.
And everything that has been done, the blood, the burning, the rioting, everything that has been achieved by it has been achieved by now.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not live in peace?
Exactly. And Vince, you bring up something that, you know, the apostles were real clear, you know, after Jesus had gone to heaven after his crucifixion. And he talked about how we should treat one another. And one of the recurring themes is that especially people of faith, you know, we're supposed to be kind to everyone at large, but especially your fellow Christian. I mean, there is something about being in, you know, the brotherhood of Christ that transcends us, that gives us special conditions and entry.
Yes.
And like what you say right now, where we've got all the bifurcation of people of faith, I do not believe that Jesus went to the cross to set up denominations.
He did not, Bill. What you have is a party over the Democratic side that is filled with some of the most evil people that walk the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is meditate on blood.
Right.
There's never been an iteration where this party has not existed since 1800, where they did not have a legal way of killing Americans.
Right.
Whether it was through slavery, whether it was through the Civil War, whether it was through Jim Crow, through lynchings, or whether now through abortion. They have to murder. They have to. And this is why we have to, as Christians, eradicate this party. We as Christians have to say that we cannot enable this party to kill people anymore. And that if we vote for them, we are complicit in murder.
Without a doubt.
We have to understand we will be held accountable for what we do and what we say as free men.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that. This is what my book tells us. You cannot straddle the fence on this any longer. This has just gotten real.
Exactly.
The Democratic Party has taken out of their platform that abortion should be rare. They are saying that they replace rare with free.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying now there's nothing wrong with abortion. The Democratic Party is trying to kick God out of the public square, and they're using the black church to kick God out of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most contradictory, hypocritical thing I've ever seen in my life. They are telling free men are saying, we don't want to defend ourselves, our family, and our property, handing over their guns. That's a slave mentality.
Exactly.
A free man knows that the concept of freedom is the right to defend himself. You give that up, you've given up your manhood.
Exactly.
There's no relationship between an armed man and an unarmed man. No respectful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start telling our people, our Christian brothers and sisters again, in these absolute ways, what it is to be a Christian, what it is to be a man, and that your Christianity is above your politics. Your Christianity determines your politics. Your politics don't determine your Christianity. If there is a contradiction, you go with your faith. What does our Bible tell us? Do you obey God or do you obey man?
Exactly.
We obey God.
Amen.
This has been the problem in the black community. Politics is supposed to be downstream of culture. Right now, culture is downstream of politics in the black community. The politics tell us what our culture is. So they tell us to abort our children. They tell us to put God out of the public square. They tell the men to leave their families and to turn in their guns so that the government will defend them. They tell them to turn over their economic power to the government to take care of them. And it's only taken them straight back to slavery. America has to turn its back on this. Please buy my book, The Iron Triangle. And it will tell you about this. It'll tell you how we can defeat it. And it will tell you their plan for us if we do not.
And ladies and gentlemen, understand, people of faith need to rally around this cause like never before. Because I believe what is in the crosshairs right now is, you know, you've heard me say this before, and it always sounds, alarming, and it should be, is that we're on the verge of judgment here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what Vince is suggesting, is that you've got to decide who you're going to serve this day with all the information that we've had and the damage that has been done because we bought into the lie. And I believe that the question is being called, and this book goes a long way in helping us to answer and find the right answer. The Iron Triangle, how Democrats are using race to divide Americans in their quest for power and how we can stop them. Vince Everett Ellison, the book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Vince, thank you very much. God bless. Merry Christmas.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a rare evening hearing, the debate on articles of impeachment against President Trump has resumed on Capitol Hill. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee accusing the president of abusing his power and obstructing Congress. Republicans say otherwise. Republican Representative Matt Gaetz telling the Democrats on the panel,
I don't know any political party that doesn't think when the other side's in the White House that they abuse power, they do too much. I got a lot of constituents that think Barack Obama abused his power, but you know what? We didn't do this to the country. We didn't put him through this nonsense and this impeachment.
Reports of a possible trade deal with China. The Wall Street Journal reporting the U.S. is agreeing to not impose tariffs that were scheduled to begin this Sunday if the Chinese agree to purchase more U.S. goods. The Dow's been up over 300 points in early trading today. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. You know, teachers taught us how to read, write, and hey, if we're listening during the math, probably also taught us that $1 billion, a lot of money, and well, that's the amount spent annually by public school teachers on classroom supplies for their own pockets. Are you ready for that? Wow. Out of their own pockets. From basic classroom essentials to high-tech supplies, public school teachers across the nation pour their own resources into creating engaging learning environments. But there's a way that we can all help them. Charles Best from DonorsChoose.org and Christy Woodworth of Sonic Drive-Ins are joining us live from New York to tell us how to help teachers this month. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, we're great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. And what you guys are doing here on behalf of teachers, I mean, I've heard about this increasing amount of money that's coming out of their own pocket. It is hard for me to get my brain around this because, you know, when I grew up, we didn't have to worry about buying, you know, having the teachers buy pencils. They were provided for us. And it's amazing that we're up to $1 billion now, this kind of money that comes out of their own pockets.
That's exactly right. And on an individual teacher basis, it's $500 that the average public school teacher spends out of their own pockets on school supplies. And that's where Donors Choose and Limeade for Learning come in.
Right. Well, as I say, many parents think, just as I was referring, and hey, I just bought school supplies, you know. But we forget that those run out. And so people need to understand why it's important that teachers get help with these resources. Right, Charles?
That's exactly right. There are needs for all kinds of resources over the course of the whole school year. And teachers who are so passionate about their students and about the subject material that they're teaching, they will post requests for for the materials that they most need to keep education going throughout the year in their classroom.
Christy, tell us about LimeAids for Learning Initiative and its longstanding relationship with DonorsChoose.org.
At Sonic, we've been delighted to partner with DonorsChoose.org on LimeAids for Learning, and it is our way to give back to communities where we operate and where our fans live. And so it's been a great partnership, and this fall we will be contributing $1 million to public school classrooms across the country, and your listeners tell us where to give.
Wow, that is awesome. So we tell you where to give. How do we do that?
It's really easy to engage. All your listeners need to do is go to limeaidsforlearning.com. They can search for a project, either that's in the town where they live or a subject that they care about, and they can cast a vote every day between September 30th and October 27th, and each week we'll give away $250,000 to the projects receiving the most votes.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations on doing that, and thank you. Charles, my dad used to always tell me, because he talked to me formally sometimes, William, you got to use the right tool for the right job. And that same thing is appropriate in classrooms, because the right tool for the right job, even in the classroom, is important to learning, right?
I think your dad's phrase is exactly right. The right tool for the right job. And the job that teachers are doing requires a full range of tools, from butterfly cocoons to a robotics kit to a set of novels to a pair of microscopes.
Well, what types of items are teachers in our area requesting for their classrooms?
Well, there are 12,000 classroom project requests all across America.
12,000?
That's right, 12,000, and specifically 12,000, where the teacher has said, I want to be part of LimeAids for Learning. I want my classroom project request to be eligible for people's votes. And their requests range from books to sports equipment to sensory-friendly items. It's really sort of a showcase of teachers' dedication to their students and of the needs in our classroom.
Well, we're talking with Charles Best. He leads DonorsChoose.org. It's a nonprofit website which enables anyone to help a classroom in need. Charles launched the organization back in 2000 at a Bronx public school where he taught history for 5 years. To date, teachers at 83% of all the public schools in America have created classroom project requests on DonorsChoose.org, and nearly 4 million people have given to these projects. And Christy Woodworth is also with us. She serves as Vice President of Public Relations for Sonic, America's Drive-In, part of the Inspire Brands family of restaurants. Christy assumed this position in February of 2015, and she hasn't stopped ever since. She just keeps on going. You're like the ever-ready bunny. You just keep happening, huh, Christy?
That's it. You got it,
Bill. Well, good. We appreciate all the great work you're doing. I got to imagine the feedback from the teachers, Christy, and parents and students in the past has just been overwhelming for you. I mean, for all the people that you've been touching through this program and, you know, the special tools and, you know, that are given to these classrooms and this as a result of this program, they just got to just be through the roof.
You know, Bill, it's been great to sit in the middle and help connect teachers who know exactly what their students need to learn and Sonic fans and parents and students to really engage and help make that happen. We love, actually, putting $1 million out there and having fans tell us where they want, what public school classrooms they want to see supported, and teachers love it.
I imagine the team at Sonic is excited when, you know, you start getting this kind of feedback. And it energizes everybody to see, wow, you know, and in terms of what it does for the brand and, you know, because I think when everything is all said and done, we it's about serving the community. And when you do things like this, I think that how many countries and how many organizations like Sonic, you know, can you do this? But here in this great country that we live in.
You know, Bill, it's really a pleasure to support local public schools because in many cases, you know, there are Sonic drive-ins in big cities and in very, very small towns. And in every place where we operate a drive-in or our franchisees operate a drive-in, there's at least one public school. And so for teachers to know that we support them and for communities to know that we're actually putting dollars back into their community is really important. And you're right. It makes the team feel great and really connects us to those communities.
Well, Charles, for you, I mean, you're a former teacher. I mean, what happens? 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, and I think, God, we need to help schools out, and how about if we do a donor choose program? How did this come about for you?
Well, you know, it could have been 3 in the morning. In fact, it was during a conversation in the teacher's lunchroom where my colleagues and I were talking about books that we wanted our students to read and a field trip that we wanted to take them on and a pair of microscopes that we needed for a science experiment. And it just occurred to me that there were people out there who'd want to help teachers like us if they could see exactly where their money was going.
Yeah, I imagine. Because you know, I'm sure you got some feedback along the way with, you know, parent-teacher conferences and that sort of thing. And so here it is. You figure, okay, hey, let's try and do something. So how did you get it started?
Well, my students volunteered after school every day for several months to help get this website off the ground where public school teachers could create classroom project requests and donors, or in the case of Limeades for Learning, voters could bring classroom projects to life. And they actually, they hand-wrote letters to people all over the country telling them about this place where someone could be a classroom hero. And it was really my students' letters that generated the first donations to projects on our site.
Don't you love it when things, you know, happen organically like that?
This was absolutely organic. It was a bunch of teachers who were going into their own pockets, but who wanted even more for their students. And it was those same students realizing how their school lives might be enriched by this new model of giving and this new approach to supporting public school classrooms.
Chrissy, what is it about teachers? I mean, that they see the job and, you know, taking money out of their own pockets. I mean, the kind of money that we've been talking about here, the Charles references, boy, I'll tell you, it really makes you appreciate why teachers are so important to our communities, right?
Absolutely, Bill. You know, teachers love their students, and they will do anything they can to help them learn. And a lot of times folks don't think of teachers as entrepreneurs, but every classroom is different, every year is different, and so they craft their learning plans to meet the needs of those students.
Well, we've got to wrap things up, so tell our audience, teachers, students, parents, and others how they can get involved to see that our local teachers get their projects funded, Chrissy.
Really easy to get involved. Just go to limeadesforlearning.com. For teachers, they can go on and create a project, and beginning September 30th through October 27th, fans and teachers and anyone can go to limeadesforlearning.com, search for a project, and cast a vote every day.
Get involved today and help out. Thank you, Charles Best from DonorsChoose.org and Chrissy Woodworth of Sonic Drive-Ins. They're here with us from New York live. Thank you guys for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say. Vivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez Live.
Think about that. This is the way God is. He comes running to us. I mean, even with his peace, as Jonathan Kahn had shared with me one time, it was just so profound and so meaningful to me, you know, that we so casually say and bless someone with shalom, you know, God's peace. But as he explains, he says, in the Jewish culture, what that reminds us is that when you are praying, whether it's for the peace of Jerusalem or the peace of others, you are in agreement with God, because that's what God intends for all his creation, that it would be at peace, that there's no, as my old mentor used to say, no loose ends, Bill, no loose ends. I mean, think about it. Nothing hanging out there, no questions, just everything humming along, operating on every cylinder. And that's the way God's peace is, and that he pursues us with his peace. It's not us going after it, because sometimes we just don't have the wherewithal, you know. We're too busy fussing and fighting and everything that we miss out on, you know, what God's intent is. And this is why he doesn't want us to abandon our peace, and why that gift of peace is there. But we need to understand at the same time, it's nothing that we do. I mean, and this is God's economy. It's everything that he's done and he continues to do, and be faithful to his promise to that end, that his peace, with no loose ends in your life, he's pursuing us for us to realize that in every aspect of our being. I mean, that just overwhelms me, frankly, I got to tell you. Good to have you with us. Dr. Matthew Spaulding is joining us now. He's the Associate Vice President and Dean of Educational Programs for Hillsdale College. Dr. Spaulding, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, I want to talk about this whole issue of impeachment and this fussing that is going back and forth. And there's a reason for the fussing. You know, I've often said that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And when opinions are out there, boy, you can just, you know, he who has the loudest voice seems to win, or whoever can wage the better argument. But once you start bringing in the truth and the facts, those cards can tumble pretty quick, right?
No, that's right. I mean, part of the intensity of the debate is because you know, this whole impeachment thing, for those who've been watching, and a lot of people are trying to tune this out, but it's this unusual circumstance where it's not really a legal situation. It's not a court of law. It's not a jury system. It's a political process within Congress. So it's susceptible to the political pressures that is like anything else. And that's why it starts in the House, and it eventually goes to the Senate. The Senate's a check on the House, which is, I think, what's going to happen here. But it's very susceptible to politics. And today, you know, nowadays, so many things have become very politicized in a way they weren't just in recent decades. You know, in the first half of our history, we only had one impeachment of a president that he went forward. And now in the last, 50 years, we've had three. It's just the thing has actually changed. It's now part of the our politics. We think we impeach presidents because of politics, as opposed to you know, a crime, an underlying crime, or a fact that gives rise to treason, bribery, or a high crime or misdemeanor.
Exactly. Well, we thought we had guardrails in place, but those have been obliterated. And those guardrails for many years kind of kept the civility and accusations, you know, to a tolerable level. Now it's intolerable. If we continue on this pace, as has been suggested, I mean, who's going to want to be president? Because along with the presidency is going to be an automatic impeachment process.
Well, potentially. I think the guardrail, which still does exist, you know, the guardrail is the United States Senate. The House is much more of a popular branch. It gets inflamed by the passions of the moment. It's currently very inflamed, the passions to impeach the president. Not even the Democratic Party is completely united on that.
Right.
But it's very partisan. It's very much the part of those partisan passions. The guardrail, the check, the intended check by the Founding Fathers, is the United States Senate. It's more settled. It has to have a two-thirds vote. That's the purpose that's there. You know, this is an unfortunate and I think a historically bad example and a bad precedent to have an extremely highly partisan impeachment by the popular branch. It actually, as a historian, I find it almost insulting that the Senate actually has to take this seriously rather than merely dismissing it automatically, which, in my opinion, given the lack of actual evidence, there seems to be so much of a disagreement on the face of it. They disagree with the policies of what they're doing, which is fine, and whether he was imperfect or whatever it might be, but there's no underlying facts. That doesn't seem to justify a trial, in my opinion.
Well, and to your point, Lindsey Graham is suggesting maybe a one-week process because it, on the face, is so out of order and it's so emotional and facts are missing and, you know, bases of, you know, according to the Constitution, that should be reason for an impeachment seem to be unfounded. I mean, there's not an evidence. There's not crime. All this thing, but you know,
that's right. So one of the parts of one of the precedents we don't want to set here is to encourage or even recognize the bad actions of the House. So an obligation of the Senate, in many ways, to uphold their constitutional role is to actually decide whether there's sufficient evidence to go to trial.
Right.
So I think they could immediately dismiss it. The other thing they can do, I've been advocating, is they could actually assign this to a committee, have a committee, see if there's enough evidence out there, and if not, don't go to trial.
Right. Well, the other thing that, and the other thing, Dr. Spaulding, that they're considering is like, okay, and this is what Donald Trump is suggesting, hey, just go full bore on this deal. Let's bring them all out. Let's subpoena, you know, President Obama. What did he know? When did he know it? Let's bring Brennan, the whole cabal, into the show here. And maybe it might be more prudent with your suggestion to do that, through a special counsel as opposed to tying up the Senate because,
We
are months away from another election, are we not?
But also it recognizes that the House has done something that the Senate, as an institution, should recognize as a serious action. Why encourage that?
Yes.
Because that means that this now becomes the precedent. Whatever the House does, the Senate is obligated to take seriously as a matter that has to go to trial. Well, the Senate, you know, they do this all the time with judges. This is a very common practice.
I was going to say,
all the time with legislation. Let's have a committee determine whether there's something there worth proceeding.
Exactly.
And I think those are fine because these two articles of impeachment are extremely weak. They didn't collusion. Where was that? What happened to bribery? I mean,
yeah.
These are very general and broad. This is exactly what Madison, the founders, warned against.
Mm-hmm.
Impeaching presidents for merely what they called maladministration, which you don't like them. Mm-hmm. You disagree with their policies. That's not the ground of impeachment. Because if so, now presidents are completely subject to the whim of Congress.
Exactly.
And that violates the separation of powers and undermines the Constitution.
Well, and that's what part of this is that we're dealing with. I mean, for so many years, Congress has kind of been asleep and has allowed the executive branch, I believe, to overstep its bounds with impunity. And I think that some of this knee-jerk reaction is because of it. It's the sum total. It's not exactly everything that Donald Trump has done as much as it's been the totality. And I think that the legislative branch is trying to reclaim some of its power.
You're onto something very important there, which is the legislative branch has, over time, delegated so much authority to the modern executive that they don't do their normal job, which is, say, legislate and to control the budget. They don't budget anymore. So they delegate all those powers away, so what do they have left? Well, what they're reaching out to now is impeachment, but they're treating it like the normal political power. This is the way we check the president. As if we're cutting off funding or changing legislation on oversight. And that's exactly what it was not intended to do. This is intended for extreme cases in which you need to remove the president for bribery, treason, or high crimes and misdemeanors. There's a bar there that is required for the legitimacy of constitutional government. Impeachment is extremely important. I want to defend impeachment.
Yes.
But you don't want to do it for frivolous reason. This is lowering the bar, making it merely another political option if you don't like the guy.
Well, as the liberal attorney Jonathan Turley from GW said, this is the thinnest and fastest impeachment in the history of our country. Boy, that's quite telling. That's quite the headline.
Well, I always ask people to take a step back. You might dislike this president. You might don't like what he says or this, that, or the other. But just think about the precedent of now making it free and open to impeach on will. Because now it's considered to be you're doing this right before an election. It's designed to affect an election.
Mm-hmm.
There's no likelihood of a trial. Removing him is virtually zero. Polls don't look good. It's all a political move. And think about the precedent of next time a president stands of whatever party you are, the opposite party, and you control Congress. Do you want to impeach them?
That's right.
This is just a bad precedent for our government.
Well, the Republicans learned the hard way when they tried to impeach one Bill Clinton. Maybe it's the Democrats' turn to learn. And this was something that Nancy Pelosi tried to explain to her caucus, but they've been hell-bent from day one, even though she says it's not like anybody got elected to come here to impeach Trump. I'd say, well, that's a bit of denial as much as it is for Horowitz to say there's no political bias in the FBI.
I think impeachment has been in the air prior to his inauguration, so I think that's just what they want to do from day one.
Well, we got to leave it there. Enjoyed the time. Dr. Matthew Spaulding, the Vice President of Washington Operations and Dean of the Van Andel Graduate School of Government. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Most of you know that.